Hi everybody, welcome to Harry Says Yes, episode 115. It's the 115th episode in the series of episodes that I'm recording in and around places I go.
Congrats.
Thanks. Wow. Please don't talk before you introduce. Today on the podcast, I have a couple of great people that I can't wait for you to talk to. Let's introduce them right away. First things first, you've heard her on previous episodes.
Back by popular demand,
it's Arielle Frank. How you doing, Arielle?
I'm doing amazing.
How do you feel?
I feel real good.
Why?
I'm here to tell you, as a representative of Sony, that we have licensed to you any Sony song from the roster. To you,
really?
As your theme song, Beyonce, Adele, any of the above, Future. Who else?
Future. Why'd you do Future last?
I was saving the best for last.
I saved the best for last when I... enlisting the people on the podcast, no offense to
offer rescinded.
Damn it, I lost it. That was my fucking future. Will you help me introduce our next guest by telling me three things about her?
Yes, this is Kate, who you met in the UCB class. She recently moved back to California to start law school.
Yeah, I guess that's three things. I like that she did her name first. Because, why not just get it all out there? Welcome to the podcast, Kate Lewis. How you doing?
Thank you so much for having me, Harry. I'm very excited to be here.
Thank you for being here.
Here by no demand, except for yours.
Yeah, strict demand. I'm like, come be on my podcast. You're like,
I assume all my fans have been writing into you, trying to get me on here.
Yeah, and now you are, and they'll finally be alone.
Oh my God. Please, fans out there, leave Harry alone.
Call off your dogs. Welcome. We're here on the podcast. We're having a lot of fun. We had a lot of technical difficulties before it got started.
Nothing
a studio manager at a popular podcasting organization cannot help, but it's just like a bunch of stuff plugged into other stuff, and I think there's just like one misfunctional thing, but that's not for the listener. Will have no idea. It'll sound so pristine. So guys, welcome to the podcast. Hope that you're having a good time so far. But Kate, let me level with you. I'm just gonna be honest. I went to a podcasting convention one time and I talked to a man named Colin Anderson. And he told me the following thing. It's important for people listening to a podcast to sort of know what's coming up in the podcast so that they're on the same page as the host. Or like, they're not like, who are these people? What's going on? So we're going to give a brief preview of what this podcast is and what we'll be doing in a segment called Coming Up. Can I please hear the opening theme to Coming Up?
You have to sing it.
No, it's for both of you.
I thought I could get the new girl to.
It's coming up.
Coming up. All right. So we got some things that are coming up. Arielle, would you please read this list of things?
I would love to.
Coming up.
Coming up, we're describing eyewear and playing a game about spelling.
You guys good spellers?
I got fourth place in my fifth grade spelling bee. I lost on the word pasteurized, which has haunted me to this day.
I bet you can spell it pretty well now.
I can. It derives from a French guy's name, Louis Pasteur, which is some bullshit.
That's true.
because it seems like they should have words in the spelling bee that are like English words. Yeah. And I mean... I understand that English language is...
You're a big, America First type person.
I assume all your listeners know that I'm a hardcore Republican.
That's why she's a red mic.
But as a fifth grader, it was a little out of my league.
Yeah, that would be... I couldn't spell it. I'm a terrible speller. So I made a game that will make me feel better by making you guys feel worse. But we'll get to that in the second half of the podcast. First things first, this is a podcast about saying yes to things. Doing stuff, sort of. It was the conceit of the podcast when I first launched it, then we dropped it, but now I brought it back.
Doing stuff? Okay.
Like the saying yes to things, you know?
Opening yourself up to the world. Saying yes. I brought something for this podcast because I know that you always love to throw wrenches in it.
I
no
do
wonder
love to
she's
throw
three time returning.
Yeah, well, she's
I propose we eat it on the podcast.
What? Choco cannabis.
Choco cannabis.
What is that? Is this actually...
It's weed chocolate.
Is it actually weed chocolate?
From
Hungary. What?
Yeah.
It's like Kate, will you describe what I'm holding here?
So it's a very flat little container, sort of cardboard container. It has, it's called Choco Cannabis, something like that.
Yeah.
Choco Cannabis.
Original cannabis chocolate.
And it appears to have, it's a very flat piece of chocolate that appears to have some sort of sugar crystal. Is
it
that what
like
it is?
Looks like seeds.
I think, I'm thinking maybe seeds.
Kind of looks like quinoa.
Kind of looks like quinoa. and this is, THC laced, or is it just like, is it like that marijuana, like the cannabis energy drink?
It was a present, so TBD.
And nothing, nothing in the back. That's all in languages I don't understand.
Well, I think that there's the English version.
Is there? Oh, it's right below it. Okay, I got cannabis seeds. The seeds found at the bottom of each bottle. My Widow comes from a very successful cannabis vodka. Its fine cannabis aroma and exotic herbs will impress all cannabis lovers. Very vague.
Is this podcast sponsored by Choco Cannabis?
I guess now it is, because Choco Cannabis, if you want to reach out to our sponsor, coordinator. It says tolerance 4% here, so this might be actually a cannabis thing. So where did this come from, and why did you bring it to my apartment?
I brought it because I was like, well, what if we just all ate a piece at the beginning of the podcast and really see like what direction it takes, you know?
I mean,
I know you love doing stuff.
I love doing stuff, sure. I'll do it. Kate, you're shaking your head no.
I've had some bad experiences with edibles, you guys.
I mean, you live in California now. So
I live in California.
So you're required by law, basically.
Yeah. Guys...
I mean, as I've said on the podcast, I don't do drugs. I don't know why you're both laughing. But I'll make an exception for this fine product. It's, I will say that doing being stoned does not make a good podcast.
I will be your shepherd if you two want to take it. Yeah,
you can be like our spirit guide.
Yeah. It'll just end up being me talking to by myself, and you two will be passed out on the side. Yeah. But it'll be great. I'll just describe the sort of pained faces.
Okay.
I'm going to go for the gold. I'm just going to have one bite.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very big, it's also a very big
piece of chocolate. Well, I wasn't saying, we shouldn't eat all of it. Yeah, I just was saying, you know.
We survived that. But great. Please check out Choco Cannabis.
I think it'd be...
Break me off a piece of that weed bar. So anyway, while you're doing that, this is a... Okay, like I said, this is a podcast about saying yes to things, about opening yourself up to two.
Off to a good start.
So we like to talk about what we've said yes to recently in a little game. It's not a game, it's just a segment. You'll get to the games in the second half of the podcast. A little segment called This Week in Saying Yes. Can I please hear the opening? There's going to be a lot of themes. The opening theme to This Week in Saying Yes.
This week, this week,
yes,
this
yes,
week.
Yes, 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 yes.
Insane yes.
Great. I like your guys' style. You really like have like a...
Yin and yang?
Like a yang and yang.
Those are the rappers.
Oh, damn, you're right. God, you're really doing that, aren't you, with the thing? Okay. This is not what I'm saying yes to officially this week, but I will take a bite of this weed chocolate. Who brought you this? Give us their name in case we die.
Reese Cassidy.
Reese's Pieces, am I right?
Mmm.
Huh? Wow, he hasn't even eaten it yet.
All right.
Not bad.
Not bad. You took a small bite. I put the entire thing on your mouth and started chewing.
Not bad.
It's actually very good. You know, they say that European chocolate is better than American chocolate.
Case in point.
I don't taste any. This just tastes like chocolate to me. I don't know that there's any. I think it just might have cannabis seeds on it, which seems like a ridiculous thing.
I guess we'll find out.
It was a fun, it was fun. Thanks. Last time you were on, I think we drank Soylent.
We did. That's where I got the inspiration from.
Yeah, it was gross.
It was horrible.
Anyway.
Okay, feeling good about it.
This is the segment where I like to ask you guys what you are saying yes to recently, like what sort of new in your life that you're embracing and trying to push forward into existence.
Okay.
I'll start. Okay. This last week I got a new pair of spectacles. Yes, these glasses, they're very new and they're great.
They look nice on you.
They look really good.
Thank you. Now, did either of you notice that I had new glasses since the last time I saw you?
I haven't seen you in like 5 months, so no.
That's true, but I've had the same glasses for like 4 years, and no one has my boyfriend noticed, and literally no one else. I literally left work at lunch, picked up the glasses, and came back, and nobody said anything. They're the same color
they
as the
old
glasses.
They look a lot like the old ones.
What shape is the old one? They're just thinner, you know? Everyone's wearing these big old glasses now, like Justin Bieber. I wanted to look like Justin Bieber with my big old new glasses.
You see that new
Justin Bieber?
No.
He's got a whole new vibe.
What is it?
It's like sort of white trashy.
I don't know if that's a new vibe.
Had a new vibe.
it's a different type of white trashy for Justin Bieber. Anyway, I got these new glasses. They're great. Are they in the
Justin Bieber for Walmart collection?
Yeah. Those, can you imagine how well those would do?
Amazing, yeah.
New glasses are always really difficult because... you know, they're on your face all the time and like you don't know how they'll do. It's like a big, I've shopped for new glasses for consistently over the course of the last few years, and it's the first time I pulled the trigger.
I applaud your bravery.
Thank you.
Why is it so hard for you to buy glasses?
Because they're just on your face all the time and like you're looking at them and you imagine them on you, and then like what if they're wrong and they're so expensive unless you go to Warby Parker. And then Warby Parker has like 6 frames, so like everyone ends up wearing the same glasses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Where'd you get them?
At the closest glasses store. She just walked in my block. Because I had like benefit, it's boring, but I had like benefits for last year that I just got at the end of the year, so I just needed to use them for 2016. So I'm like, I'll just buy new glasses.
This is how you can tell you're getting older. This is the topic of your podcast. Maximizing your healthcare benefits.
So new glasses. Thanks for your compliments, guys.
Yes, love them.
They look great.
A stranger in a bar said a nice thing about them. The woman who was making my salad today said she liked my freckles, which I think was an extension of the glasses, giving like a window to the freckles. Sort of. I don't know. Anyway, what do you guys got going on?
I played soccer in the snow yesterday.
Ooh.
So for the listener, I'm from California. I lived in New York for 2 years, and then I recently went back to California to go to law school at UCLA. And so now I'm back here visiting. And but in the meantime, I've reacclimatized. Is that a word? Acclimatized,
yeah.
to California, and came to New York, and as immediately upon my arrival to JFK, I look out the air shuttle window, and it starts snowing as a symbol of New York City welcoming me back.
And this was like Saturday, like the big snowstorm that we had.
I arrived on Thursday night.
Oh, wow.
So the snow started on Thursday night, yeah, and went all through Friday. So I have this group of friends that I know here from soccer, and I was just running in Prospect Park at one point and ran across this group of people playing soccer, and I was like, hey guys, can I play? And so they invited me in, and I've been playing with them. They're actually left wing soccer. It's called left wing futbolistas.
Oh,
so
wow.
So I've been playing with them, and I was excited to see them upon my return to Brooklyn, and I thought, assumed based on the massive amounts of snowfall that we've had, that they weren't going to play. But no, they decided to play a game yesterday. And so we went to this little field in Park Slope, and they had cleared out this patch of the grass and were playing soccer with it. And everyone had, their scarves and their hats and their full jackets on,
really,
and everything were running around.
Yeah, it was.
It was very cold. And I was talking to people. I was like, is this a prank? Like, are you guys trying to get me out here? Like, no one's playing soccer today. Like people are, everyone's staying inside. No one's leaving their houses. And you guys are going to be out there running around playing soccer. And they promised me it was not a prank. And there was a good number of people. It was really fun.
Wow.
It was really good. So that was what I said yes to.
How did it change the experience of playing soccer, it being such a cold day?
Well,
you think soccer, you think shorts, jerseys,
knee
pads.
Not as, you're right. Shorts.
Guards?
It's not as sexy, perhaps, when it's like.
That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah. Mostly you're worried about slipping on ice. What I say is the number one threat, because I did not have cleats and I was running around, and you can't really accelerate when you're running, and there's the constant threat of slipping on ice and falling on your ass. But it was really fun. It was a good time.
So you were just running in Prospect Park one day, and you saw a group of people playing soccer, and you went up to them and said, "May I also play soccer?"
And they said, "Absolutely!" And then they told me to come, and they were some of my best friends now. So wow. It was really great. Yeah, and they just happened to be left wing, which is, I'm also very left wing.
Yeah,
so.
The perk.
Mm-hmm.
It's so crazy to me. Like, I always see groups of people having fun, and I just resent them. I never think of just going up and asking if I can also have fun.
Do you ever wonder, like, people who have really big groups of friends, like, how do you have all those, like, groups of friends?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you know this many people? Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. if I go to the park, I'll go with, like, two people, yeah. right? And yeah. then you'll see these groups of, like, 30, and you're like, how do you yeah. meet each other? Are you straight from college? I don't understand. Yeah, but it's kind of, that was kind of a big group of people that that have been a really fun, a fun group for me in Brooklyn that I missed a lot when I was gone.
Well, that's great. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you're back, even if for a brief period. You'll be back in the summer.
Be back in the summer.
And then you can go ice skating or something. Just doing it. Your new thing is seasonal Classic. Reversed sports.
Everyone knows that about me.
Ariel, what have you been saying yes to recently?
I'll tell you what I want to say yes to. A marriage proposal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Are you...
I'm really... Ryan, if you're listening, just a quick reminder, buddy.
Your beautiful boyfriend,
I'm
Ryan.
Looking to Ooh, say I yes.
Kate, you don't know this. I'm responsible for Ariel's relationship.
There he is. He's a matchmaker.
Oh, yeah. How many active relationships are you responsible for?
That's a good question.
It is.
I just one.
I was responsible for two, and they were like long-term, and I was like, I'm gonna, like, they're gonna toast me at their wedding, yeah. and then they both broke up, and I was so upset.
Yeah, I can't wait for your wedding, because I want you to put me in a chair.
It'll be called, like, Harry Presents Ariel yeah. and Ryan's wedding.
My podcast should sponsor your wedding. People do, like, the vows will just be, like, a podcast recording, and then you'll, like, say yes.
Harry says yes.
Spending your life with each other.
Yeah.
Are you
for real? For real, like
you got the Basketball Jones, but for marriage.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm just waiting to say yes.
Maybe he'll ask you on my podcast. Maybe we'll get you guys together.
Oh, that would be the big surprise.
Do, like, a thing.
That would be amazing.
Well, of course, I've ruined it now. How long have you two? Sorry, Kate.
I was going to say, is this a conversation you guys have had?
Yeah. I would say daily. So just a quick, I haven't had the conversation with him yet today. So I figured, you know, why not throw it in the old pod?
I'll send them this clip.
Yes, please. Yeah, so he told his mom when we were home for Christmas, and she was like, "Do you think she's gonna say yes?" And he's like, "Funny, because I literally find a new way to tell him that he should do it every day."
Like, it's like a thing where, like, it's going to happen. You just, like, the method that it's going to happen will need to be, like,
right. And, like, it's like the daily jokes are more just for me to see how, like, creative I can get, you know, in sure. like laying it in, because it's less about the pressure, more like I want to see, like, how could I roll it into this day's events.
Yeah.
So you, like, in a creative way.
Well, great. We all wish you luck.
Thank
on
you.
In your impending nuptials.
My Harry says yes, yes.
I'm telling you, if my podcast is not somehow involved both the your marriage and the conception of your first child, I will be extremely
excited. We've already agreed to name one after you.
Thank you.
Old
so
Harry McDonald.
Harry McDonald is not
a great one for sure. Potential rapist. Yeah.
Guys, last time on, I guess, two episodes ago on the podcast, it was like kind of a real loosey-goosey episode. And at one point during it, I asked everyone to send me not a hashtag, but like what day they were listening to it on. And then people started tweeting at me like what day they listened to the podcast on. And I had no idea what they were doing, because I hadn't listened to the episode before I posted it. But it was really successful. So I'm trying to think of, like, another, like, cool call to action that's really mundane that people can tweet at us. So does anyone have any... like,
putting us on the spot.
You know, like just something, like, something as easy as what day it is. Like, what'd you have for lunch today? Or, like, what do you, like, if somebody, maybe somebody's eating while they're listening to the podcast, like, what are you eating? Or, you know, I'm hungry, so I'm thinking of
maybe where things. They're listening to it.
Oh, that's great. So, like, when you're hearing this right now, just tweet at us the location that you are listening to the podcast. And
what's the most exotic location that someone has listened to your podcast from, do you think?
I like to think space. Oh my goodness. Yeah. I like to think they're up there on the International Space Station.
Can't imagine what else they'd be doing up there.
Yeah, I mean, they're getting all the signals, you know? And they're definitely going to tune in to the coolest one, and that's Harry Says Yes. I broadcast
this in space. Richard Branson.
Doesn't go on iTunes or anything, it just goes.
You're our primary ambassador to, like, aliens.
Yeah. We're not in, it's not going to go well. Guys, I think that, yeah, we've reached the end of the first half of the podcast. It's just that
really?
Easy. Yeah, it really flew by.
It really flew by.
We got kind of a packed second half, so we got to make this. It's really more of a 40% than a 50%.
Okay.
But hey, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back.
Sponsored by Choco.
Sponsored by, yeah, Choco Cannabis. I feel so far. I don't think that it was pot chocolate.
You don't think so?
This is the hazard of edibles, though, you understand.
I know.
Is that you have to wait like half an hour, and then they kick in.
That's true, yeah.
But they get you to eat more because you think, it's anything. Not working. And then it'll wash over you.
I don't like the idea of, I mean, it's called White Widow, and I don't think that doesn't inspire confidence. Thing it is. Yeah, okay. Well,
okay, we'll eat the rest over the break. We'll see how it goes.
I'll be right back on Harry Says Yes. Hi everybody, welcome back to Harry's Digest, episode 115. Guys, I've done so many episodes of my podcast.
It's so exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Listeners, if you'd like to congratulate me, please tweet at me with some congratulations. So we reached the games portion of the podcast. It's where we get to play games.
That sounds great.
Do you like games?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Great. You guys seem like you love games. The first game we'll play is a little game called Do You Care? Can I please hear the opening theme to Do You Care?
Do you care?
It's like a real jazzy jazz theme.
Thank you. I was just listening to the La La Land soundtrack today.
That brings us to our first item on Do You Care?
Really?
Ariel, do you care about La La Land?
No.
No.
No, no interest.
But you were listening to the soundtrack.
Yeah, because my coworker was like, this is a really good, like, work soundtrack. I'm always looking for those.
Have you seen the film?
No. Have you?
Kate, I have. Kate, you've seen it?
I saw it for my mom's birthday on her request.
That's a good mom's birthday. when it was coming out, my boyfriend was like, we gotta see La La Land. And because I didn't watch the trailer or anything. I'm like, fine, musical, I'll go, Ryan Gosling, I'll go see it. And it was like, we saw it like opening day before like hype or backlash. And it was like, great. And then now it's like, it's hard to even talk or think about because it's... You guys watch the Globes? Not today at the podcast, but we're recording this the night after the Golden Globes. Did you guys watch the Globes last night?
I was globeless.
You were globeless?
I looked at all the pictures of the dresses, which is my favorite part, and I sort of followed the awards, but I didn't watch. I watched The Force Awakens instead.
Oh, good. Unkar Plett is the guy who says portions in that movie. Remember that part?
Nope.
You don't?
Oh, the guy who gives the food to Daisy Ridley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The portion bread.
Uh-huh.
One quarter portion. Remember that? Have you seen Force Awakens? Oh, you gotta see it. Yeah, it's Star Wars.
Which one?
Never mind.
Not the most recent one, the one before.
Yeah, I did see it, actually.
Remember the guy who's like, one quarter portion.
When they go to that weird place?
It's all weird places.
That's true.
And then he tries to get Daisy Ridley to sell BB-8 for 60 portions.
Yeah.
Oh, 60 portions.
Yeah, okay, I do.
60 portions. It's a lot of portions, because the rest of the stuff was like two quarter portions.
We like working at the exchange rate in the theater.
I'm like, oh my God, so many portions. She's got to do it. yeah, La La Land was fine. But you don't care about it. Are you going to see it, you think?
I'm going to visit my grandma this weekend, so I think that I'm going to take her. It's a real good mom, grandma.
What did you think about it, Kate?
I thought it was very charming.
It was very charming.
I like Emma Stone.
Emma Stone, Ryan Gosling, you can't go wrong. Yeah. The music was great.
Yeah.
I think everyone in Los Angeles is very upset that they shut down the freeway to film the opening sequence. I think that Damien, what's his name? Damien Chazelle or something? Yeah. He should be in jail, probably. But
he made it clear it was a very inactive stretch of highway.
Does not exist in Los Angeles. But yeah, I have no regrets about seeing it. It definitely is about a white person saving jazz. But
yeah, and about a woman getting in the way of musicians, et cetera.
As they do.
What? No, they don't.
Just kidding.
Ariel, I will not have you saying that in my podcast. Just kidding. We love saying that in my podcast. Kate, do you care about color temperature?
I don't know what that is.
It's like you got tungsten and you got like the other one. It's like, you know,
you can only come with one example.
There's two. I forget what the other one is. So it's like, you know, it's like this is like a orange light, but then like my phone is like a blue light, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean, sort
yeah,
of?
Yeah, yeah, because now with the iPhone, you can turn it off the blue light during like night hours.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do that?
I do
too. And then when I turn it back on sometimes, like watch something, I'm like, holy shit, it actually makes a huge difference. Yeah. Yeah.
I tried because you can get those that you can set it right so it turns off automatically or mm-hmm. like turns on automatically rather at late
night
at night
shift.
But then I always stay up way later than whatever I set it for and then I just turn it off in frustration.
I also think it's like set to when the sun sets, and since the sun sets at like 4:30 then it's just on for too long.
It's supposed to be, but it doesn't work great. But I never notice it when it's on.
I don't either.
Like, if it's nighttime, I just don't... And then I'll turn it off, and I'll be like, wow.
Yeah. So I guess the answer is...
I guess the answer is no.
Oh.
You don't care about color temperature. Wow. What a game. Ariel, do you care about friendship bracelets?
Expand the question.
Ariel, Frank, do you care about friendship bracelets?
Like, if someone was to give me one?
Yeah.
No.
If I'm like, hey, I made you this friendship bracelet, you're like, get that shit out of my face.
No, I would be like, oh, that's sweet, but then I'm like,
you're not gonna like wear it or whatever.
Yeah.
Be a middle schooler.
No one has ever given me a friendship bracelet.
You heard it here, guys. If you're looking for gift ideas for Mr. Nelson.
You know, it'd be nice.
Would you prefer necklace or bracelet?
Anklet.
It's the classiest one of all. For when you're wearing capri pants.
Uh-huh. Kate, do you care about the 27 Club?
Are you only giving me things that I've never heard of?
Have you never heard of the 27 Club?
What is the 27? Oh, is that like Amy Winehouse, Kurt Cobain?
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger is exactly 10 years older than me, and we were both born April 4th.
I'm born the same day as...
Also the day that Martin Luther King Jr. died, which is really not a good day.
No.
So that was a very sad day for me when Heath Ledger died. And I'm 27 currently. So I only have to make it through... What is today? The 9th or something? Uh-huh. I only have to make it through 3 more months, and then I will have... survived the curse of the 27 Club.
Well, we wish you luck.
Thank you so much.
So you care about it?
To the extent that it involves my immediate safety, yes, I care very much about it.
All right, that's great. You said you're going to say you're born the same day as
him? Same day as Kurt Cobain.
Oh my gosh.
And Riri.
I'm born the same day as Saddam Hussein. Not a great one, but it's what I'm overcoming it.
Who else, though? There's probably someone else besides him.
Yeah, but for some reason, it's the only one I can ever remember.
Yeah.
April 28th.
Damn, too bad he's not still alive. You guys could throw joint birthday parties.
Yeah. It would be amazing.
We had some ragers when I was little.
You at the palace in Baghdad.
Ariel, do you care about pizza bagels?
Yes. Yeah, if they're bagel bites. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, pizza in the morning, pizza in the evening, pizza at supper time.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza's on a bagel.
Yeah.
You can eat pizza anytime.
Oh, shit.
I love pizza bagels, yeah.
When's the last time you had them?
It's been too long.
I was going to say, are they a part of your life anymore?
No, they're not really part of the lifestyle, no.
I guess no further questions.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Kate, do you care about phones listening to us all the time for advertising?
Absolutely.
Ooh. Yeah. Agreed. Have you ever noticed that? Has that ever happened to you?
Mm-hmm. My friend who works in marketing has told me that the Shazam app does that. I don't know if this is true or not.
You can turn it off, right? It's in your privacy settings. If you go, because like my coworker told me this, and if you go to your privacy settings, the microphone, then you can choose who you're allowing access to, and like Facebook and Instagram do it automatically.
They listen to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the other day I was talking, I told my roommate, Ashley England, you know, there's this ice cream, Halo Top, that's only 280 calories for a whole pint. And she's like, wow, that sounds great. And then I open up Instagram, first thing I see is a Halo Top ad.
That and then so creepy.
I went to a store and I bought some fucking Halo Top.
So are you sure you want to turn it off?
I mean,
it's not as nefarious as you're making it sound.
I wanted it anyway. I didn't need the ad. All right, so I'm going to my privacy settings.
Yeah, go to microphone.
Microphone. There's do not disturb. There's a night shift we were talking about. Oh, there's privacy around there. Location search. Microphone.
Mm-hmm,
it's on for everything.
Isn't that creepy?
I'm turning all this off. It's a real thing, right?
It's a real thing, yeah.
Crazy. It's so good creepy. That they recognized Halo. I mean, that's good technology. I just don't need it.
Yeah, but like, think everything they're storing on you. It's yeah. So creepy.
I say some fucked up shit. great. Finally, Ariel, do you care about Sting?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Don't stand so... Don't stand so close to me.
It's Sting.
Like, if I could have traded him out for another celebrity that died last year, I might have. For example, David Bowie, I would like you back. Prince, I would like you back.
Is this the part of the podcast where we wish death upon celebrities?
We'll sing the theme song for it, Harry, don't worry.
Alan Thicke.
No, I wouldn't trade Sting for him.
This is a fun game. I'll do this game next week where we trade celebrity deaths.
Carrie Fisher, easily.
Yeah. It's like, keep Sting.
Yeah, you can call it keep or kill.
Keep or kill. I'm writing that down. I'm always like...
Harry's gone mad with power. This podcast. He's playing God.
I really like... I always forget podcast games. Like, I was looking through an old one. An old episode... list like of segments to try and think of a game to do today, and it was called like Who Do You Think You Are, and I'm like, I don't remember what that game was, but it sounds awesome. But we're not gonna be playing that anyway. That's how you play
do you care?
Let me hear that closing theme.
That's all you, Kate.
Do you care about this? Do you care?
Beautiful.
That was beautiful. So heartfelt.
Do you care? So up next is a game involving Twitter. You guys both know what Twitter is.
Unfortunately.
Twitter's great! No, I can't think of one bad thing that happened with Twitter recently.
Did you see that Chuck Johnson was just added to Donald Trump's advisory committee?
Yeah.
Speaking of Twitter.
Yeah. Plus Martin Scorsese got banned. I mean, everything's falling apart over there. So, guys, how this game works is I have tweets that are directed towards a certain person or thing.
Okay.
But it's like a... Like, don't get too hung up on it being a person, but it's at a Twitter account.
Okay.
And based on those tweets, you guys have to just... try and figure out who the Twitter account that they're tweeting at is.
These are you're tweeting them or someone else is tweeting them?
No, it's just random. I just searched their mentions on Twitter and like took some of the best ones. And they get easier as it goes on, but you try and have to figure out who these random people on Twitter are tweeting at. It's a game called Who Dat At, and it's a lot of fun. Now you guys can choose right now to work as a team or fight. Which would you like to do?
Work as a team.
Work as a team. Sounds
we're
great.
We're from California.
Mm-hmm.
California.
Bury and stick together.
Yeah. I understand that. Okay. So the first tweet is from Austin Jabot. It's at this person. Your eyes look evil. Your eyes look evil. Take some time.
It's not multiple choice?
No. These are all at the same person. So you'll get several tweets towards the same.
Okay.
Towards
the same
person. So is this like a 20 questions thing? We ask questions about this person?
No. You'll guess a random thing at this point.
Yeah.
But so then you'll, as the game goes on, you'll use the clues you've gained from previous tweets.
Okay.
It's definitely a good game.
Okay.
Just you gotta trust me. It's a good game. Bit of it.
Right away, I guess I'm thinking maybe Meryl Streep.
Is Meryl Streep on Twitter? I'm missing out if I she's on Twitter.
Sure, but that didn't stop Donald Trump from tweeting about her today. So,
I'm gonna guess Milo Ventimiglia.
Well,
I don't know who that is.
That's a great guess.
Who is that?
We might hear a little bit about him later in the podcast.
Oh wow, it's almost like I knew.
I winked at you.
He is Jess on Gilmore Girls.
Yeah,
and he has a new show with Mandy Moore. Called yeah. This Is Us.
He has a mustache.
Oh,
on
I've heard of This Is Us. Okay.
Incorrect, but great guess.
Thank you so much.
Next tweet at the same person. I need to read your book, sir. I bet it would help with my anxiety. ... Smiley face.
Okay, so it's
That's
someone
from Equus21.
It's someone with evil eyes who wrote a book.
According to these tweets, yes.
Is it Thomas Friedman?
Do you sign off? You need to.
What's that guy's name that's a motivational speaker? Tony Robbins.
Tony Robbins.
Whoa. Maybe put those together in some way. Maybe it's like a middle ground between those two things. I don't know. I mean, I know.
You know the answer, right? You're just not going to make us guess. okay. Is this person on television / movie, like in movies?
I will say that this person is on television.
It's on television.
Although it's highly unprecedented that I would give an answer to that.
A lot of people on television.
Yeah. There's a lot of...
Is it Dr. Phil?
It is not any of those three guesses that you've done. But great guesses, and let's hear the next tweet. At Dumb It Down Drew says... I hope someone sticks that little piece of green shit in a pie and eat it. I hope someone sticks that little piece of green shit in a pie and eat it.
What could that possibly refer to?
It was on November 24th,
2016. Little piece of green shit or little green shit?
I hope someone sticks that little piece of green shit in a pie and eat it.
Hmm. Is this refer to like a someone's like pet or like is this an object? Like is this a I'm at a loss here.
Just any guess and I'll read you another tweet. All I need is a name.
We've decided it's a male. He's on TV.
Yeah.
He wrote a book.
Maybe.
Maybe or someone on Twitter thinks he wrote a book.
Right, exactly.
There you go. I'm still snacking on this chocolate. It's delicious.
And he has at one point been in the vicinity of something that someone on Twitter thinks
or maybe
is green.
They're referring to him as a little piece
of
green
shit. Oh, like a little green shit.
Yeah, so maybe he's Irish? I don't know. A leprechaun? I'm gonna guess with your permission, E from Entourage.
Oh yeah, that's a great guess. He's a little green piece of shit. But that is incorrect. Okay, next tweet. Stop brainwashing our kids to advertise your product by inserting yourself into their fairy tales / children's stories. Boycott. Oh, angry face.
Maybe
that
Peter
was
Pan?
That was Irene O'Brien.
Is it didn't Bill O'Reilly write children's books?
Did he?
Or Glenn Beck, one of the two.
Either way, I don't like that.
Children's stories written. Okay, a man, someone on Twitter, thinks wrote a book. Possibly that book contains children's stories. One point in the vicinity of something green. Or is green.
Stop brainwashing our kids to advertise your product by inserting yourself into their fairy tales / children's stories. All caps, boycott, angry face. That's Irene O'Brien.
He has a product.
At Bill of Rights Kin.
Bill of Rights, Ken.
K-I-N.
Kin.
Yeah.
So it's related to the Bill of Rights?
That's the Twitter name of the person who tweeted that thing. Just to give you some background on.
Okay, so maybe it's like it's not a real person. Maybe it's like
Can you tell if this is a real person or not, or a fictional person?
I will tell you that it is a fictional person.
All right, this is a game changer.
Maybe it's like a mascot for a brand.
Is it? Oh. Is it the Geico Gecko?
It is the Geico Gecko.
Good one.
Great work, you two.
Damn.
You nailed it.
High five. There we go.
Wow. I love when they guess it, because usually it doesn't.
I cannot fathom what book this person could be talking about, and also what children's stories.
I know.
People think that commercials are books? This is a rude awakening.
I got one of the tweets I didn't get to read was, "My boyfriend doesn't think you're handsome." One of them was, "I usually hate reptile type creatures, but you're just so cute." And my favorite one was, "A few months ago, I had a dream that you were sexy, that you have sexy six pack abs," and they spelled abs ABBS.
Oh my god.
It's a lot of fun over on Twitter. Anyway, let me hear that. Great job. You both did a great job. I really am proud of you. Let me hear that closing theme to Who Dat At.
Who Dat At. Who Dat. This is a future song. Who Dat At. Who Dat At. Who Dat At. The good cook. It's a Who Dat.
Who Dat At. Great. Great work. All right. So up next is the spelling game that I was talking to you about before. It's a lot of fun. And we wish you luck on it. It's called Spellebrity. Let me hear that opening theme.
Spell.
Celebrity.
I almost called it Show Celebrity Spell Down. Which do you think is a better title? Spell Celebrity or Show Celebrity or Spell Celebrity Showdown?
The one you can say on the first try.
So neither. all right. So in this game, I'm going to read you some fun names of celebrities. Celebrities with fun names that sometimes defy conventional spelling.
It's that weed chocolate.
It's that weed chocolate, darling. I'm so stoned right now. Who wants to go first?
You could say the spelling bee winner. Runner-up should go first.
Oh, I was the third runner-up.
Still.
that's the best credentials we have here, then I guess I'll go first.
So the very first celebrity name that I am going to ask you to spell is star of that movie where he tears down houses for fun, Jake Gyllenhaal.
All right.
Have you seen the trailer for that movie where he's like a sad white guy and he like tears down houses for fun and there's like a little boy involved?
Is that his job to tear down? No.
No, he just like he's like a white collar worker, but like he tears down houses or something.
But like against the will of the homeowners.
I know. I think it's like maybe like his dad's house. I don't know. I only saw the trailer once, but I really wanted to see it. But my boyfriend won't let me because he says it looks dumb.
Wow, this is really a light into your relationship.
I think it might be called the Teardown Man. Anyway, would you please spell the name Jake Gyllenhaal?
G-Y.
Nope, J-A, but I'll give you
that. Oh, Gyllenhaal. Okay. Jake was not the hard part. J-A-K-E, mm-hmm. Space, mm-hmm. Capital G-Y-L-L-E-N-H-A-A-L.
That is correct. Nice. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Thank you so much.
Very good job.
I'm more of a Maggie fan, but it's the same spelling.
Sure. I almost put her in there too, but Ariel, how do you feel about this?
I don't feel great because I really rely on autocorrect a lot.
Me too. I could not. I will say that I could not spell any of these names. I would have a hard time with Jake.
That's why you're the host.
That's why I'm the host and therefore have all the power. Would you please spell for me Hayden Panettiere? Save the cheerleader. Save the world.
H-A-Y-D-E-N. And then, P-A-N-I-T.
Finish it and I'll tell you if you get it right. You didn't, though.
T-I-E-R-R-I-A.
Oh, you were very close. It's P-A-N-E-T-T-I-E-R-E.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, terrible.
And also, I might have said it wrong. Well, another thing.
I also just never use it in my everyday life.
Really?
I send her a lot of flowers, and I have to spell it out to the flower people, you know, so.
It's important. All right, so okay, here's one that I can't even say very well, but it's Star of Precious. Go ahead.
Gaborni Sidibe.
That's the one. Gaborni Sidibe.
I believe that is capital, I'm going to get this one wrong, capital G-A-B-O-U-R-N-E-Y, space, capital S-I-D-E-B-E, Sidibe.
That is incorrect. G-A-B-O-U-R-E-Y-S-I-D-I-B-E.
E-Y, okay. What did I get wrong?
There's no N. And then also...
it's Gabori?
It's Gabori.
Oh, damn, I'm so sorry, Gabori. I've been saying your name wrong this whole time.
Well, this is a game of teaching and learning.
I was so confident about it, too. What an asshole.
No, you said you'd get it wrong. And lo, you were right. This is a bad game. Ariel, would you please spell for me Alexander Skarsgård? Star of True Blood. And Tarzan.
A.
Played Eric Northman. Alexander Skarsgård.
Oh, it's like the A L E K? Or no?
That is incorrect.
Is it spelled regular like Alexander?
Yeah, it's just Alexander.
Damn, I thought it was like one of those tricky, like Alexander.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good guess. He does have a funny character in his name.
Ula or whatever.
Not to say that these things are funnier in any way. Incorrect. There's just like it's non-standard English.
Skarsgård. S A A R S. Am I right so far?
S K A R S.
Oh no.
G A with a circle above it. R D. Yeah, this game is pretty Skarsgård.
So was he in that movie? Did you see that movie?
Which one?
Where he was naked the whole time.
Which one? Tarzan.
No, it was like an artsy movie, and it like he was like fucking some girl in the standard, and then they kept the windows
Diary
open.
Diary of a Teenage Girl, is that the one? Was he in that one?
There's a movie called Diary of a Teenage Girl where Alexander Skarsgård is naked all the time, and I've not seen it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Where it's like his daughter. He's dating someone, and it's her daughter or something.
To be fair, I did not see that one.
This isn't like he was that. No.
Definitely encourage everyone.
He literally says five words the whole time.
Is he in it a lot, though?
He's in it a lot, yeah. He just doesn't say much. I think you should check it out. I'll send you the link after.
Yeah, please do.
It might not have been a movie, per se. I'm not sure.
I think we've done enough here. I just want to give Kate one more. Milo Ventimiglia, that's where this was going to come up, but that's not the one I'm going to give you. I'm going to give you the hardest one on the thing.
Uh-oh.
How do you feel about it?
I feel great.
Great. Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Okay. So I believe his first name is C-H-I-W-E-T-E-L.
That is correct.
Damn.
Say the last name for me again.
Ejiofor.
I think it's... shit. E-J-I... F-O-R? Something like that?
E-J-I-O-F-O-R. But very good.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Chiwetel, that was really close. Chiwetel was a minefield, and you nailed it. Anyway, that's how you play Celebrity Showdown. Let me hear that closing theme very quickly.
Celebrity Showdown. Spell down.
I don't remember what it was. Okay, great job. Guys, we're winding down. I think you did a great job on these last two games, and I feel sorry for putting you on the spot so much over the course of the last 30 minutes.
Have you seen the new Mariah show, Mariah's World? I highly recommend it.
Mariah Carey?
Yeah.
I guess she's the only Mariah.
Mariah's World?
I thought she was, like, retiring because of the whole Times Square debacle.
Well, I heard an alternative theory, which now I am kind of buying, which is that it was all kind of like a publicity stunt to get more attention back onto her, because she is kind of promoting this show, Mariah's World, and it's... have you seen it?
No, but I thought that her team accused NBC, DCP, or whoever it was,
DeClark Productions,
of it being a publicity stunt for
them.
They
did, but that's all. That's how you get people off the scent of your trail, you know? Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Like, who could sink so low as to make this a publicity stunt?
Because she was so calm about it, you know?
Yeah,
she
was like... She's a pro. Like, that happens to people. They're just, like, not on TV.
Here's a proposed game for you. Because this is a thing that I think about a lot. And it's... Killer and this is, like, somewhat... I don't know. We can talk about whether this game is problematic or not. It's okay. Is this celebrity a good mother?
That's such a good game.
It's where you look at Instagram pictures of celebrities with their children and you think, is this celebrity a good mother? Because it's something that I think about a lot. For example, I've determined that I think J-Lo is a good mother.
Yeah.
Because I feel like her pictures are very like genuine of her with her children.
Nice.
I do worry about them a lot, though.
Sure. What do you think about Britney Spears? Have you seen her pictures of her as a...
I'm not on her Instagram. Is she on Instagram?
She's on Instagram.
I assume she is.
There was like an Instagram of like her kid like dressed or doing some like Dragon Ball Z thing that made me think that she was a good mother because
she is encouraging
him to be a Dragon Ball Z fan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Mariah Carey. Is Mariah Carey a good mother?
In this show, she is. She's like every other testimonial, which she only does lying down in a nightgown. It's amazing. she's always like, it's all about, it comes back to family for me. Touring's really hard, but it comes back to family. She brings her kids on tour, and like they're always doing shit.
Is Nick Cannon involved at all? Because I know they had a breakup recently. Is he, like, in it? Like, picking up the kids on weekends or whatever?
No, because she's in Europe. But he does fly out to play, to jump on trampolines with them.
Oh, that's cool.
But she was engaged already to a different dude. Billionaire, yeah. A billionaire white guy.
He's a Russian billionaire, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he broke off the engagement, rumors are, because she was too into her reality TV show and too into fame.
Well.
That's why I want... to be broken up with, because I'm too into my reality TV show.
It's like, you can make it happen with your podcast.
Yeah, I guess.
If you really try.
Yeah, but I'd have to like come up with good games and stuff. And I'm just not into it.
With an amazing game for
you. It's
though.
Right down here. But
it's
right,
so good.
Right below the game, Racist or Chill. It's a game that we're not playing. Where I read phrases and you tell me if that's a racist or chill. Right, that was a game I almost did, but then got too scared to do.
That's one way to get press, though, for sure.
Yeah, people will call it a publicity stunt. Okay, guys, it's been great. It's not over yet, but it's been great. Up next is a very easy game. It's a lot of fun.
Racist or Chill.
It's called Racist or Chill. We had a theme song to Racist or Chill. No, it's called What's Your Beautiful Mother's Name? Let me hear the opening theme to What's Your Beautiful Mother's Name?
Mama! What's your name?
Great. So what's your beautiful... That's where I just ask you Ariel, what's your beautiful mother's name?
Deborah Frank? Deborah Van Orsdell Frank.
Van Orsdell Frank. Mm-hmm. Is it hyphenated?
No, she just hated her middle name because it was very hick. It was Deborah Jean. So then she swapped it out.
Name.
It's very hick, though, because it used to be like Debbie Jean. And
where's she
from? Hates it. Like all over, but she's born in Virginia.
So. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's like a Debbie Jean place.
Debbie Jean, yeah. And her dad was from West Virginia, so.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Debbie Jean. Debbie Jean. Well, we wish her luck.
Thank you.
Will you text her and say hi for me?
I will, yeah.
Great. Kate, what's your beautiful mother's name?
My mom is Martha.
Martha.
Which is a classic mother name.
Oh, there's a dog here. You should say there's a dog here. He's pretty good about not barking.
Yeah, he was quiet the whole time.
Anyway, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do about a dog.
You should get an auto-tuner so you can auto-tune his barks.
I'm going to do that. And then... You grab that bone and shake it at him.
Things dogs like.
You shouldn't have to do that.
Okay, let's try.
Kate, what's your beautiful mother's name?
My mom's name is Martha Ellen Joseph.
He hates the name Martha.
He hates the name Martha. Oh my God, I'm sorry, Mom.
Martha, if you're listening to this, it's not a reflection on you. It's like a real reverse Batman versus Superman thing.
Have you seen that?
Because their moms are both named Martha. Anyway, let's just...
Is that true?
Yeah.
It's a classic mother's name.
Okay, so there's a dog here, and it hates the name Martha, and I'll edit around this in a way that makes sense. Martha, my aunt's name is Martha. Martha Tudor.
Cool.
You seem unsure of that.
Yeah, I had to think about it. I was thinking of my grandmother, but no, her name was Velva. Anyway.
That's a cool name.
Ooh, like Velveeta? Cool name.
Yeah, like
the cheese.
Like the cheese. Martha mm-hmm. Lilith?
Martha Ellen Joseph. My mom did not take my father's name.
Nice.
Trailblazer. Did she vote for Hillary?
She did.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, yes, she did. The source of many an argument in my household, but in the primary, like, I mean, she voted for Hillary.
Oh, I get it then.
Oh.
Oh, game changer.
Yikes. Daisies. great. So
what's your mother? Well, I... Do you know Harry's mom's name?
Oh, do you know my mom's name?
Let me ask her.
I don't.
I'm so sorry.
Do you think his mom's name is Bernadette, Paula, or Leslie?
I think it's Bernadette.
That is incorrect.
I thought it was Bernadette, too.
Just out of nowhere, you thought it was Bernadette?
Well, he threw out the name Bernadette.
Well, you asked me if Bernie would be here.
I meant Bernie Sanders on the TV.
I meant Bernadette Herrera.
Who is that?
My former roommate who now lives
in
Dimas Park.
That's what I said. Okay. Anyway, so I thought he meant that's his mom's name, Bernadette.
Is it Paula?
It is Paula.
Okay, I get it now.
Wait a second. Yeah, but it you seem like you would be the son of Bernadette.
I don't know how to have a podcast when there's a dog in my apartment. Like, it's going to be a thing for a while. Dog.
Silence.
Like, they don't make muzzles that small. Be cute, though. I'm touching its head. You think they'd be fine with that? Anyway, that's how you play What's Your Beautiful Mother's Name. Let me hear... Nah, there's no closing theme. Who cares? What's up next? Oh, it's a little game called What Are You So Afraid Of? That's where you tell me your fears. Ariel, what are you so afraid of?
Oh, the dentist.
The dentist?
Fucking hate the dentist. Yeah. And my dentist specifically, because he, he's kind of like a douche dentist, I think is the only way I can explain it. And last time I was on Laughing Gas.
You could say douche dentist.
Dentist.
I guess that's the only way you could say it. You can't really portmanteau that. Kate, would you like to try?
A douchist?
Yeah, that's not bad. anyway, last time you were on Laughing Gas.
Last time I was on Laughing Gas, I swear that him and his assistant, dental assistant, were like having an affair, and I think that they thought that I was so out of it that I wouldn't notice. But he was like being really weird. Like they were. I don't think it was the Laughing Gas. I think this is what was actually happening, and I think they were like flirting over me.
Yeah.
Not thinking that I would remember anything. It was really fucked.
I feel like that's the thing you hear about. It's like creepy dentists like doing shit while you're like not necessarily like very lewd, but just like. Just like taking advantage of the fact that there are like people that are only sort of
exactly half conscious right. kind of
like listening to Nickelback or whatever and, like, thinking it's okay. Sorry, dog likes Nickelback. I didn't like the dentist, but I found Dr. Stimler, and now we're buddies, although I ghosted on him and I haven't seen him in months.
What do you like about him?
He lets me call him Stimler. One time I was like, thanks, Stimler, and he's like, don't worry, that everyone does that.
For some reason that sounds like that sounds like Dr. Kevorkian or something like that. Like you gotta go to him to help you commit suicide. I don't know why. That name is very dark to me.
I think he would help me commit suicide.
That's a good friend.
I'd like to think
that's
he'd
what
be
you
there.
Want from your doctor, right? In your darkest moments he's there for you.
Yeah. Kate, what are you so afraid of?
Is this non-political?
Well, yeah. I mean, we're all afraid of something.
What am I afraid of? I am afraid of dying in plane crashes. because I have to fly home. And this is not a big fear of mine, because I've flown in a lot of planes. But sure. Every time you're on a plane, you're like, I could die.
Yeah, this could be the one. Yeah. Especially, like, when you're about to take off, you're like, nah, seems like it'd be pretty easy for this to explode or immediately crash.
This seems like a really precarious operation.
Like, I'm always, like, questioning, like, why do we think this is, like, who came up with this?
It's like, what if, you know, just, like, it's just pure luck that all these planes yeah. just, like, it's like flipping a coin and just getting heads yeah. over and over and over again. It's just, like, complete coincidence yeah. that all these planes keep not crashing.
Yeah. I was thinking about, like, in cartoons when they, like, run out and, like, over, like, a cliff and then they just stand there because they didn't look down, but then, like, what if somebody thinks the wrong thing? And also, I don't put my phone in airplane mode right away, or let it go.
Oh my god!
What if I'm the guy who's
really rolling the dice on life,
causing the end of it all? But no, that's a completely valid fear. Both of them, very good fears. Not that I'm here to judge your fears, but good work.
What
on
are
that.
You afraid of?
Nothing. All right, so that's how you play. What are you so afraid of? Maybe that closing. No, there's nothing. Great guys, we did it. Unless you want to say your phone number, then we finished it.
Do people usually say their phone number?
Sometimes they do. There's a little segment called "Say Your Phone Number,"
and then people call them.
They can call. They can text. They can add you on Snapchat sometimes if you have Snapchat. I don't know, but we can also give non-phone number versions of plugs too. Let's skip the phone number thing. You guys seem uncomfortable with that.
No. I've always given my phone number.
All right, would you like to give your phone
sure,
number?
Sure. Thank you. 646-477-5689.
Have you gotten things from
rolls
people?
Rolls off the tongue. Yeah, remember your pal Bodie?
Oh, yeah. Bodie Schellenberger.
Hi, Bodie.
Hi, Bodie. So, yeah, great.
Yeah.
Kate, would you like to say your phone number?
No, but I will give my Twitter handle, which I mostly just retweet political things from.
Great. Not enough of that on Twitter.
It's Kate Lewis, except that the I in Lewis is the number one.
Nice. So wait, is the number what? No. A dog. There's a dog here.
Dog is the number one. KATELEW1S.
Nice. It barks every time you say one. What do you think that's all about?
Martha, one, and Nickelback? Is that the other thing? Yeah.
It's trying to tell us something. Gonna have to do something about this dog. Like, it's not even barking at anything. It's looking at the door where nothing is happening. Barking towards it. I always thought that, like, when I have kids, I'm going to be, like, really embarrassed to, like, take them to restaurants because they're, like, going to cry and there's going to be nothing I can do about it. This is, like, the low-key version of that.
Mm-hmm. Very low-key. It gets worse. I saw a 3-year-old have a meltdown on a packed L train, and that was rough. I felt so bad for the mom. Oh, he was, like, wiggling out of her arms. Like, it was, and it was packed.
That would be terrifying. Yeah. I went to the Cheesecake Factory, which is my fault, and then I had a similar experience.
You had a meltdown?
Yeah, and I was wiggling out of my meltdown.
Your boyfriend was so embarrassed.
He was like, ugh. You're not going to see the movie. Ariel, how can people find you on the internet?
I don't know.
They don't want to call you.
I don't do anything. I'm too tired.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm too tired to do the internet. But I do have a tip. It's more secure to have a password that's a phrase as opposed to a password that's like a combination of numbers and letters.
Passphrase.
So like row, row, row your boat gently down the stream is a better password than pretty much any other password out there.
Even if you've said it on a podcast. great. So guys, thanks so much for being on the podcast.
You gave your Twitter.
Yeah. Do you have any other things?
Any other
Instagram? You're on Instagram.
I'm on Instagram. It's the same.
Okay.
Ferris wheel.
I like the unanimous branding. That's key.
What is Ferris wheel?
I don't know. Don't you have like a Ferris wheel on your...
You're asking if I have a Ferris wheel?
Yeah.
What don't is?
You want like people... in my backyard.
Don't you want people to come out to your Ferris wheel?
Come out to my Ferris wheel. It's in West Los Angeles.
Yeah.
No, I don't have anything else to plug. Be nice to immigrants. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meryl Streep. You hear her speech? It's really beautiful. Anyway, thanks for being on the podcast. I wish you all luck in your future endeavors. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
End of podcast.
probably a whole gimmick, but I read this book called like the 20-minute workout, and it's actually the most legit. Like I go and I sweat profusely, and I only have to work out for 20 minutes a day.
Huh.
It's full. It's like HIIT. You know what that is? Or like there are all these big
Tabata. What's that thing? The 7-minute
workout? Oh yeah, yeah.
I've done that.
It's like that times three.